your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Nicola Everett.
The head of a new inquiry into institutional child sex abuse in England and Wales says it's left victims permanently scarred. The investigation's begun almost a year after it was first announced, with the first two chairwomen stepping down over their links to the establishment. It's now being led by New Zealand judge Lowell Goddard, who's asking survivors to come forward, although no one will be compelled to give evidence.
I want to stress that those who bear witness in this way will never be made to feel as though they are being put on trial. We recognise that it can be very traumatic for people to talk about the abuse they suffered.
This is KMFM News.
The family of a footballer who died after collapsing on the pitch while playing for Tunbridge Angels say they're devastated and heartbroken. Junior Diane was given CPR after falling to the ground 20 minutes into the second half of a friendly match on Tuesday night. He died later in hospital. The 24-year-old from London had been on trial at the Kent club. His brother Prince has spoken to KMFM.
My brother was a healthy guy, never smoked, like he was literally healthy on his football. So for him just to collapse like that and to go and leave us with no explanation, I just feel lost, literally. I don't know, I'm lost for words. We always had each other's back, like we always knew like it was love between us, like literally, like whenever we had a problem, he had my back, and whenever he had a problem, I had his back, because that's what brothers do. I just got to be strong for my mum. Now it's just me and her now, so basically I'm the man of the house now. So I just got to do my role, keep strong, hold my head up for my mum, and just keep my brother in my prayers. That's it. That's all we can do right now, just keep him in our prayers.
You can also hear that interview at kentonline.co.uk. A man's been found guilty of raping a woman in Dover on Christmas Day. The victim, who's in her 20s, was grabbed and dragged into a garage near Stembrook following a night out. 21-year-old Tudor Tofoy from the high street in the town will be sentenced next month. Kent commuters could face a difficult journey home tonight as a strike continues to keep London's tube network completely closed. Underground staff have walked out for 24 hours in a dispute over working conditions. First Great Western staff are also staging industrial action.
KMFM News.
Part of the Medway skyline is due to change forever today when part of an old power station is demolished. After running for 33 years, Kings North in Hoo was shut down 2 years ago because it was deemed too polluting under EU law. Mike Cooper is head of asset demolition at E.ON UK, who own the site. He says it's a huge milestone in the overall destruction of it.
It's a big structure. It's as long as three football pitches laid end to end, as high as nine double-decker buses stacked on top of each other. So it's a big building to bring down. For generating times, it housed the four 500 megawatt generating units, which together produced enough power for 2 million homes and small businesses.
Operation Stack remains in place on the M20 today, and it's expected to last into the weekend. It's all because of disruption to services earlier this week after a migrant died in the Channel Tunnel. Lorries waiting to cross the channel are queuing coastbound between Junction 8 and 11. Now, if you're planning on heading to the Kent coast this weekend, there's a warning to be aware of how dangerous the sea can be. The RNLI has revealed 17 people have lost their lives in the county's waters over the past 5 years. Ross McLeod from the Lifeboat Charity says there are particular risks in the summer.
With the warming temperatures at the moment, it may look really inviting to go for a dip at the coast, but unfortunately our water temperatures still are very cold, and this can cause a reaction called cold water shock, which is a physiological reaction your body gives, which starts to send your breathing and heart rate through the roof.
And England captain Wayne Rooney says his wife Colleen is expecting their third child. She's tweeted that they're so happy and excited about their new addition, which is due in January.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and England have been bowled out for 430 in their first innings on day two of their opening Ashes test against Australia. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the hosts resumed in Cardiff this morning on 343 for 7. Moeen Ali added 51 to his overnight score before being caught out for 77. Elsewhere, it's ladies' semi-finals day at Wimbledon. Garbiñe Muguruza starts things against 2012 runner-up runner-up Agnieszka Radwańska before top seed Serena Williams takes on former champion Maria Sharapova. And bosses at Ebbsfleet United say they're concerned delays to the redevelopment of their ground could affect the atmosphere during matches this season. It was hoped £8 million worth of work to transform Stonebridge Road would have got underway this summer. But archaeological research at the site means the team will start the season before any changes have been made.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM weather.
Get the latest up-to-date weather where you are in Kent at kentonline.co.uk. This is KMFM.
Staying dry and sunny for the rest of the afternoon. Highs of 21 in Rochester, 20 in Dover.